Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Deputy City Clerk Lisa Reese about the $250,000 CAT grant the Winfield Community Development Group recently received for the Rick Rogers Community Pool Project.
What happened at the CAT committee meeting this week?
So we gave them an update of all of our funding and kind of where we were at. Because after the last meeting, we had a gap in between what we had requested and what we've earned to where we still had to get to be, so to our goal. So we ended up filling the gap, and so then they decided to grant us the $250,000.
How much was the funding gap from your April meeting to May?
After their April meeting, our gap was $34,000.
It looked like you had $7,000 left on, I guess.
That was yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning, okay.
Yep. And the city council had decided that if we had a gap at the time of the meeting, then they would fill the gap for us, so they would gift us more money. Ended up that we had enough people call in with donations and pledges that we got the gap filled.
So they just called in clamoring yesterday morning with donations?
Yep. Or they dropped them off at the city hall, and yeah.
That's pretty great. I got an email that the council was having a special session on Tuesday night, I think it was. Was that when they had decided that they would pitch in more?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. They wanted us to be able to go to the meeting with all of our funding in order. And since we were so close, they decided that we would definitely do that. And so, but we didn't need their money after all. So it was awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did it feel getting this gap filled, especially with all the last minute donations yesterday?
It was great. It was so rewarding. We've worked on this project for about 2.5 years now. What's amazing is the amount of people that have come forward. And I mean, April 18th, we had $34,000 to go, and it's just amazing how people they give, and all the volunteers that we've had throughout this whole process. It's just amazing.
What will be the next step for this process?
So next week we meet with the pool designer, and we will then be preparing to go out to bid. So we'll start the bidding process, and then next week we're really going to narrow down the timeline and kind of when demolition is going to start, and then when construction will begin. And So next week we'll know a little firmer on the dates and timeline.
When is the city hoping to break ground or start construction?
Last night at the council meeting, they kind of left it at, we're going to most likely close this pool season early. And then, so we would start late summer, I would say, by taking out the old pool. And then we'll go right into construction after that. Kind of what the plan is anyways.
Because the council had a regular meeting last night, so that was
correct.
Discussed.
Yep, it was just the council or the mayor's comments.
For those who may just be hearing about the new Winfield Community Pool, could you give a recap of what's been going on in this fundraising process?
So the whole project started off because the club, the Twin Lakes Country Club, they own the current pool. And they simply came to the club came to the council and just said that, you know, with their funding and the repairs that need to be made to the pool, that it's just not feasible for them to do that. And that's when the city council decided that it is important to them to have the pool. So they decided to purchase the pool from the club so we could then go ahead and start funding for the pool. And the CAT grant, we started. That has probably been, it's kind of been ongoing since the beginning. It was money that we absolutely knew we were going to need, so we had to do everything we could to make sure we would qualify for that. The biggest battle we had at the beginning with the CAT grant was you can't apply for the grant until you have 50% of your funding. Mm-hmm. And so it was really hard to, you know, to kind of get the ball going and get started to get to that 50%. So once we got there, then we went ahead and applied for the grant, and then we went in front of the board, and they kind of, we threw the project at them and what we're wanting to do, and then that's when they said just to continue working on the fundraising, and they gave us a few months to work on that, and then we went back for an update, and then when, as we got closer, they wanted us to, they gave us additional 30 days to fill the gap, and then they made their decision.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Deputy City Clerk Lisa Reese about the $250,000 CAT grant the Winfield Community Development Group recently received for the Rick Rogers Community Pool Project. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.